Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Lots of interesting headlines during the month of March. One of these appears to be a large-scale conspiracy of certain wealthy parents buying their child's entry into some of the country's most prestigious universities. Also, the Mueller investigation into Russian collusion by President Trump and his campaign has finally come to an end after 22 months. In regards to the college scam, the reports are that some parents paid anywhere between $500,000 and $5 or $6 million to get their children into universities such as Harvard, Yale, UCLA, and USC. In some instances, coaches at some of these schools created athletic profiles for some of these students that were totally false. In one case, a future student was reported to be a top rower and was recruited for the school's rowing team, but never actually participated. Coaches were paid handsomely for doing so, and the student, who did not have the scholastic ability to attend the college, was able to do so. Another tactic was to pay individuals or to personally proctor entrance exams and either coach the students through the test or change the answer and score after the test was completed. Apparently, the practice has been going on for some time with the knowledge of some school administrators, coaches, and officials. A few famous parents have been charged along with other wealthy parents. This all came to light after an investigation which identified the person responsible for devising and promoting the practice. He reportedly made millions from this deceptive plan, and now many students' degrees and futures with certain universities are in jeopardy. It is a sad state of affairs considering that many applicants are turned down for admission into the universities due to various reasons, but if you have a wealthy, influential parent, your chances of acceptance may have been guaranteed. The other interesting thing that happened in March was the finalization of the Mueller report regarding Russian meddling in the 2016 election, specifically by and with President Trump and his campaign. The investigation revealed that there was no collusion or conspiracy between the Russians and President Trump or his campaign to influence the 2016 election. That is a good thing to find that our president did not commit what could be considered an act of treason. I know many will not accept the results, even though during the investigation, Robert Mueller's integrity was considered to be impeccable and that his investigation would get down to the bottom of what happened. In the end, though, there are those who won't accept the results, and Mr. Mueller's integrity will now be challenged. So after 22 months and $24 million in taxpayers' funds, the investigation is completed. I think it is time to move on. So my advice to Congress is to get on with the business of the people. How about spending some time on infrastructure, immigration, health care, income tax reform, homelessness, just to name a few things that never seem to be dealt with, but are a huge concern for those who place the politicians in office. Time to get to work and stop chasing conspiracy theories around that have been disproven. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.